The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hendrix with Joe Piscopo, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. See, that's me. That's for my boomer brothers and sisters, man. The 60s. Jimmy, man. The greatest guitar. I think he was an alien. He came down. I mean, it was like a meteor in the night, Jimi Hendrix was, right? You figure about four years, he was at the top of the charts, maybe more. Passed away at 27 years young. And he'd still be out there working today, man. One of the great guitarists of our time and great rock and rollers. Drugs aside, please, Jimi Hendrix, really one of the great rock and rollers of our time. And thanks, Albert, for putting that on. Piscopo in the morning at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. A lot getting into this morning. It's Friday. It's January 4th. Happy 2019. Old Joe on the radio. Everybody's sworn in. They had the whole thing down in Washington, and we talked about it, and Nancy Pelosi's the new Speaker of the House, and now they're all celebrating, and they're all taking selfies, and I was like, ugh. Are you serious? Shouldn't you be? And help me out here. And forgive me for staying on this morning. But I'm just enthralled. If I went to Washington, and you say for yourself, you get elected to go to Washington, right? And you ran. People said, Joe, you should have run for United States Senate against Bob Menendez. You should run. Then you go down to Washington. Are you going to be happy down there? I mean, really? Oh, this is great. I could see when people tell me representatives go down, they say they still get a thrill when they look at the Capitol Dome, you know, and you see all of Washington, D.C., everything that we pay for, by the way. But if you go down there, I would be like serious. I would be concerned. I would be like nervous on what do I have to do next to celebrate, take selfies. Let's go. Let's take pictures with the kids. And the government shut down, and they're all celebrating, and they're all, and then this is what I don't understand, is that then you have this congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, whatever her name is, Tlaib, she uses a profane description on what she's going to do to the president when they're going to try to impeach her. That's all she just got elected. She just got elected, and now we're going to impeach, and she used a derogatory, profane word after she talked about how she talked to her children. It is so inappropriate. There's nobody to monitor these people down there. That's the problem. There's nobody watching over. We, the people, should not elect these people, I think, that don't. I mean, we have the final word, but they still keep getting in, man, to be that profane. Frankie, did you hear that girl?
I read the description. It's terrible. It's certainly not what I'd want my congressman doing.
We're going to impeach the so-and-so, and the so-and-so word. She said it to a group of people. She's going to be – now, she a congressperson? She's a congressperson,
yeah,
right?
Newly elected. You know, eventually the quote goes, eventually we get the government we deserve. So, people better take these elections seriously.
Well, I'm telling you what, Frankie Five Bros, I don't understand it, but that's exactly right. And then for everybody to be celebrating, and, you know, we're happy for them, but it's not an accomplishment.
this is the problem. I can't get this. Maybe I'm not verbalizing it enough. Lord knows, you know, I always try to speak from the heart, but sometimes it's hard to do that, you know, to feel what we're feeling, what you're feeling. This is not an accomplishment. If you become a senator, a governor, a representative, an assemblyman, you know, a state senator, this is not an accomplishment. This is not a career goal. This is a responsibility. This is a duty. And it's an honor to serve the people. And that's, you should go in there serious mind and say, well, we want to try to work it out. Not going up against it and then emboldening your base. And if you have a base that likes the way you talk like that, then we really do have a problem as a country. Now, this is a responsibility. And we should be more. It's the way when Donald Trump went down there, you know, he didn't need to go down there. He went down there. He didn't like what he saw in the country. And believe me, I understand all the criticisms and all the faults and all the flawedness, you know, of going in and tweeting and doing all those things. But the fact of the matter is, the guy gave up a life you and I would just die for. You know, and he's serving the country, and that's the way everybody else should go down there trying to serve the country, not to take it down. So Nancy Pelosi is now Speaker of the House. And again, I'm going to say this once, I say this a thousand times, as I have, and it's when I met Nancy Pelosi, I was down, this was a National Italian American Foundation event, and Leon Panetta was there. I'm very fond of Leon Panetta, by the way. I know politically you don't agree, but a good guy, a fine Italian American, Leon Panetta, whether you agree with him or not. So, you know, one of Clinton's guys, right? Then Nancy Pelosi was there. Could not have been nicer. Could not have been nicer. Took pictures, did the whole thing. Nancy Pelosi, because she was Italian, so she went down. We put politics aside. Politics aside. But I didn't know the grit that this woman had to become Speaker of the House. You think it was easy this time. This woman fought for it, and you got to give her credit. It's like when would you like what President Trump has done or not, you got to give him credit for being the fighter that he is, whether you like it or not. Oh, gosh, is that pro-Trump? I don't mean to be pro-Pelosi either, but you got to give these people credit, especially Donald Trump, 72. Nancy Pelosi is 78 years old. Oh, you got to give her credit for that. Now, where does she take this grit and this power and this control that she has, that she needs the power that they need to have? Where does she take it? Does she go to the president and say, okay, let's work this out? Can't get a handle on that. I can't get a handle on it because they're using this wall thing as politics. And the only conjecture I could say is that, and Frankie, I was thinking the president's going to go, all right, look, we need to cut the budget, the federal budget anyway. We're at $22 trillion. We're not going to invite anybody back. All the folks that don't have jobs now, sorry, you just lost your jobs because the Democrats won't come to the table. I mean, I'm afraid something like that just might happen, Frankie.
Well, you never know. I mean, I don't think the president can simply dismiss them. But, you know, it all eventually this stuff takes a toll. I mean, we're seeing the photographs of all the garbage piling up in all the national parks because the workers aren't there to clean them. As of next week, a lot of the federal courts are not going to be able to hear civil cases because of the shutdown. In our industry, the FCC is really not able to function because of the government shutdown. So, I mean, I think you're going to see more and more of these sectors sort of slow down here as things go forward. We spoke with Lynn Patton from HUD about the difficulties they're facing because of the government shutdown. So at the moment, it's a minor inconvenience for most people. Actually, for most people, they don't even notice any disruption in their lives. For everybody except these workers that are not getting a paycheck, it's minimally disruptive. If this goes on another couple of weeks, and then at that point it'll be the longest government shutdown in history, then you may see a broader impact on other Americans. But we'll see. Hopefully they'll be able to come up with a deal by then. Now, the story that Al brought to our attention earlier, that people aren't going to be able to get their tax refunds, that is going to get people's attention in a hurry. If we're here a month from now, 2 months from now, and these early filers aren't able to get their tax refunds, you're going to see people screaming bloody murder.
There's another one that's going to affect people, too. Apparently, no new beer will be coming out in 2019.
Exactly.
Well, this is
the government shutdown.
Yes,
out,
because
really?
Of the closure of the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. Oh. The TTB is the federal organization that oversees things like brewery applications, beer labels, and loans. So, if a brewery wants to come out with a beer this year, they have to get permission from the TTB in order to put that label on the beer. If they're not open, they can't do it. So that beer sits. Then after a while, they have to destroy it.
But let me go back to something more important, if I get Frankie Fabro. So the IRS may not be able to function at all.
No,
I mean,
the IRS is functioning, but they're just not. They'll be able to take your money. They just won't be able to send you back the money that you've overpaid. Right.
Notice it's easier to pay them than it is for them to get them, you know, to pay you.
Please don't get me started. I mean, what happened? What happened? Who came up with the postcard IRS? Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes. You do a postcard. You do a postcard. You do a postcard tax return. It's gotten so out of hand. I'm thinking, and I don't wish anybody to be out of a job, but maybe we need to really just lop all these federal workers.
Yeah, but think about it. The longer this shutdown lasts, right, they can't have tax season end on April 15th. They'll have to push it because people won't be filing their taxes. They're afraid they're not going to get their refund. This is a trickle-down effect that affects everyone.
I mean, if you think about it, Joe, there's really no reason that we need to file a tax return at all. I mean, you think about the amount of money that people spend in hiring accountants and tax preparers. Let's say you file your taxes, and let's say you're a few dollars short. What happens? The government sends you a letter and say, hey, you know, you shortchanged us by such and such. Let's say you overpay. You say, hey, I overpaid. This is what I deserve back in a refund. That's because the government knows exactly how much you're earning, at least in the case of 80 to 90% of workers. There's no reason that we shouldn't have a return-free filing system. Let the government deduct what we have without us filing a return. A lot of other countries do this. It works very well in a lot of other countries. And you know what? In those countries, they don't have to hire accountants for $200, $250 a pop. We should move towards, and that should not be a conservative or a liberal thing. It's just a common sense thing. But because the tax preparers and groups like H&R Block and other associated groups are such a powerful lobby, they exercise such control that they're never going to let that happen until the American people come together and put these silly labels, Democrat, Republican, aside and say, you know what, there's a lot of common sense pieces of legislation that we need to get together on. Return-free filing. I'd love to see Democrats and Republicans get together on that.
Yep. And then I want to see everything itemized. And I know someone said yesterday on the phone, they said, oh, you can go online and you can find out where your money's going. No, I want every dime that I give. I don't care about anybody else except with the money I'm giving. I want every dime. I want to see where it goes, like I have to do to the IRS. They should tell us exactly where everything goes. It's this monolith that should be. And maybe if anything good comes of this shutdown, maybe they'll just do away with that, at least slice it in half. It's like it's an assault on our civil liberties is what the IRS is, really. And the state tax, the Department of Taxation in all the states as well. They could just come in and they have all the rights in the world. So I don't know where this goes, the shutdown goes, but maybe we could whack the people that really assault our civil rights and starting with the IRS. I'm just saying. House Democrats passed a plan to reopen, reading here, the government without funding for President Trump's wall. Congressional leaders are scheduled to meet at the White House today to resume negotiations to end the two-week government shutdown that we've been talking about. Now, when does that happen, Frankie Five Boroughs? I thought a lot of them went home. Are they reconvening 11:30 this morning, as I'm hearing?
That's my understanding, yes. And I know congressional leaders are going to be meeting with the president and his team today at the White House. So hopefully they'll be able to come up with something here. At the moment, though, it seems like neither the president nor the speaker is budging.
Yeah, they say, though, that Nancy Pelosi just wanted to get that, to be Speaker of the House. She got what she wanted. She has her power. And now does she go back and do they try to negotiate something? I mean, otherwise, it's just going to be a stalemate. And it just seems to be semantics at this point. 877-970-2999. Frankie, I got to go local before we go to Jeffrey Lyons and take a break for traffic with Susie. 818 with Joe and Frank and Al on the radio. Debbie's on assignment at Channel 7 this week. What did Governor Cuomo do now? He's now... He always said, I have nothing to do with the subway. I have nothing to do with the mass transit. All of a sudden, he's owning it now. And this is a big story in New York this morning, correct?
Yeah, this is something that's going to affect 250,000 people every day, right? So the L train was all set to shut down for 15 months. The L train, of course, goes between Brooklyn and Manhattan. 250,000 riders
a day. I take it all the time.
Take it. Yeah. No, I know you do. And the governor yesterday essentially threw away years of planning by the MTA, which said there was no alternative. And if the governor's right, he's going to save commuters a lot of aggravation. If he's wrong, he's catastrophically wrong. And a big part of his legacy, or whoever the next governor is going to be picking up the pieces to this debacle. Now, this way of doing subway repairs is something we've never tried here in New York. Hopefully it works out. They've had some success in other parts of the world, but we'll see. So the MTA awarded a $500 million contract for this work 2 years ago. And both the MTA and the city have been planning for this. They called it the L-pocalypse, and they had a whole plan in place: more buses, more ferries, even more bikes. And now, as of yesterday, surrounded by some engineers from Columbia and Cornell, he essentially proclaimed a miracle, a totally different way to construct a tunnel. So it's going to be interesting. I definitely want to encourage
a Christmas miracle
Cuomo clause, right? I mean, if you check out Nicole Gelinas's column in the New York Post today, she talks about why this is such a gamble for the governor. And look, I say this as not a supporter of the governor, but as someone that takes subways all the time, I hope that he's right. I hope this works out. If we can do these subway repairs without closing the L train for 15 months, more power to him. But it shows how disingenuous he's been for the last year and a half by demanding gubernatorial control over the MTA. If he, on a whim, essentially, can decide, you know what, this plan that we've had in place for 2 years, we're not doing it, then it puts the lie to what he's been saying. He has control over the MTA. He does appoint the chairman. He does control the majority of the board members.
All right. All right, thank you, Frankie. You know what, too, before we break, guys, if you could just check out, I retweeted something from a Twitter account. It's called the Reagan Battalion, and it has, did you see that, the House Patriot Caucus? Did you see that tweet? That was this morning about the the men who represent the very best of America now represent the American people in the United States Congress. They are the wounded veterans, and there's three guys, and it says five eyes, five arms, four legs, all American, the House Patriot Caucus.
Great.
Yeah, if you would retweet that on the radio station website, that would be great, because it's folks who have been catastrophically wounded now representing us in Congress, and we love that. Piscopo in the morning, 8:21 right now. Susie Cerrone is on the roads. Jeffrey Lyons coming up. Susie, how we doing? It's Friday. That means traffic, and more traffic.
Yeah, you got that right, Joe. Good morning. Alternate side is in effect. An accident on the Lower East Side on the FDR North, but at Houston Street, that still has one lane blocked. A crash in Queens on the Belt Parkway East, but at Merrick Boulevard. But look at the bright side. Hudson River Crossing's really in good shape. Look at this, 8:22 on a Friday morning, 5 minutes or less into and out of the city at the George, the Lincoln, and Holland. Looks like we may have an accident in the Maplewood area. Parkway northbound at 143. Accident reported in Mount Olive, 46 westbound near Harris Lane. No problems on the New York State Thruway in either direction between Westchester and Rockland. Accident cleared off the Wanton northbound by the Northern State. And slow down in Melville on the LIE West, but at Bagatelle Road, accident still off onto the shoulder. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher just sees things working under President Trump.
Americans are talking about the crisis at the border in a way that we've never talked about it before. We're having a conversation about all of this in a way that we never had in the past, and in a way that we never would without the election of Donald Trump, without his impetus, without his leadership.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Losing business to online companies? Competitors using social media to rob you of sales? Is your current website 5 years behind the times or even one? Contact us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase bottom line. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers. Is your business taking full advantage of digital communication to reach more people? Are your competitors ahead of you? Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hello, it's Joe on the radio, 825 right now at AM 970. The answer, Jeffrey Lyons coming up momentarily. You know, if you've been in an accident, you need to talk to a lawyer about your case. You can call, please, the Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers have been standing by to answer your questions. They're there 7 days a week, by the way. You can call at any time. 24-7, 877, it's 423-4878. You go to johnbramnick.com. But 30 years, John Bramnick has been there. Represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents. And always on a contingency basis, please. No recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. You may not even need a lawyer. Imagine a lawyer telling you, you may not even need me. The Bramnicks will do that if you don't need a lawyer. And the Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Again, 7 days a week, get answers about your claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. Even if you did something happen, you know, and you're a little upset, you're a little confused, call the Bramnick Law Firm. They will walk you through it. 877-423-4878. Or you can reach them again at johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hooray for Hollywood! Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic. And I was thinking about you, Jeffrey. First of all, happy Friday. Happy New Year, Mr. Lyons. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Did you hear the survey conducted by United Van Lines?
Yes.
About the state?
We were all over it yesterday, Jeffrey. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, are you from Jersey? I'm from Jersey, right? That was your line on Saturday Night Live.
What exit? But the most people leaving out of all the states in the country is New Jersey. They're just leaving in droves. It's like unbelievable. It's happening. And I feel bad because we're staying, though, man. We're staying. See, you've been in New York.
I would think so.
Weren't you born in the city, Jeffrey? You were born in New York, New York, right?
I was born in a hospital which no longer exists. What does that tell you? It's called Polyclinic Hospital.
Sure, sure.
Near Madison Square Garden, the old garden on 50th and 8th Avenue.
The old garden. I love you. Hey, so it was an anniversary, like 99 years, when the Yanks picked up Babe Ruth. And I saw it online. I retweeted. I was thinking about you.
Oh,
you know?
Boy. You know, the next day, Harry Frizzy, hold on a minute while I spit on the floor, was in a cab, the owner of the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And he was bragging to his gumata, to his girlfriend,
that
he had just sold Babe Ruth. And the story goes, I don't know if it's true or not,
yeah,
the cab driver hit the brakes, pulled him out, and punched him in the nose.
Oh.
But there's a new biography out about Babe Ruth, which was one of my Christmas gifts, called Big Fella.
Yeah, yeah.
And lo and behold, my father's mentioned in it. I don't know if my father actually knew Ruth, but it was the Billy Martin fight at the Copa. You know about that story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me again. I love these stories.
My father
we'll get
was
to
making his nightly rounds for his daily column.
Okay.
And he got to the Copa, and there's Yogi trying to keep him out. And there was big commotion there. And Yogi would say, hey, Lenny, I hear you've been to Russia. Nice town. And the Yankees had gone there that night with Elston Howard, the first black Yankee, to see Sammy Davis Jr. And some drunken bowler from the Bronx started yelling the N-word at both of them.
Wow.
And Hank Bauer, a former Marine veteran of Guadalcanal, Yankee right fielder, decked the guy. And the ambulance was there. And my father said, this is a big story. So he said to Yogi, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You tell me what happened before my competitors arrive, and I'll lead you and the Yankees out from the secret wave when this place was a speakeasy. And he did. And he broke the story. And the story in his column began, there are now three great battlefields in American history, Gettysburg, Iwo Jima, and the Cub Room at the Copacabana.
And
2 weeks later, Billy Martin was traded as a bad influence on Mickey Mantle. He was traded to Kansas City.
I remember all that.
So it's in that I know. Babe Ruth started out as a Red Sox. It changed baseball. It saved baseball. I'll say that.
It seemed that, hey, Jeffrey, before we get into the Golden Globes and everything, so this weekend I saw the that Steve Carell movie, A Beautiful Boy, you know.
Oh, it's a lovely movie. His other movie is not a lovely movie, but this one is just a sweet, sad, true story.
Oh, gosh,
one
I'm
of
so
two
moved.
Movies that are out now. The other one is called Ben Is Back, about parents and children in rehab. The children, are not the parents, the children are in rehab. The other one is just as
is it a documentary?
No, it's a drama.
And this
beautiful boy is Steve Carell has an empathy. He's like almost like a Jack Lemmon, an everyman. Tom Hanks has that quality too. You can identify with him. His other movie, Welcome to Marwen, will lose at least $50 million. You have to subpoena people to see that movie. Nobody's going to see that. And it's also a true story.
Well, the Golden Globes are coming out. Does anybody care? Does anybody watch these things?
Well, I care for one reason only, because my son Ben is on the red carpet for the GoldenGlobes.com.
No kidding. This is great, man.
And don't forget, they picked Pia Zadora as the most promising actress 1 year. So anyway, well, she was pretty good in Fiddler.
Bad.
You know, I used to get cigarette lighters with her name on it. First of all, I don't smoke, and her then husband would send them out. So I sent them over to Pia Lindstrom. It was I'm sure the amazing Mrs. Maisel is going to win everything in the television category. It's a marvelous series, and one of the stars, Mike Segan, is the son of my law school roommate. So I couldn't be prouder and happier from my old friend Jeff Segan, because his son is doing very well. So and they nominated the Crazy Rich Asians, which was the best comedy of the year. But in the comedy category, they put the Green Book, which is not a comedy. It's a terrific movie. It's my favorite film of last year. Also, Vice, which is astonishing, by the way. Christian Bale gives the performance of the year as
I'm
Dick
dying
Cheney.
To see that. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
a comedy. That's not yeah. a. What are they talking about? But they divide them up so many categories, and I think Glenn Close is going. But I always wondered, you know, comedy is subjective. How can the correspondent for L'Uomo or Paris Vogue or some, you know, these foreign correspondents, how can they decide that Third Rock from the Sun was funnier than Two and a Half Men? They don't know American humor. How can they decide that?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just to see your favorite stars drunk. That's all.
Yeah, it's so funny. And we think Stars Born is going to take everything else in the drama department there over there.
Well, yeah, I guess it does. I've never sat down and made a correlation between winning Oscars and winning Golden Globes. Some people are big at the Golden Globes. I think they're forgotten right away. I guess they're okay to publicize movies, to give the movies of last year one last hurrah before the important one, the Oscar. Look, I vote for the Broadcast Film Critics, and we have a show, an award ceremony, but none of them really mean what the Oscars mean. They can't. There's only one. I look at all these award shows as the toll booth through which I have to pass to get to the baseball season.
Well said, which is going to come soon enough. But films this weekend, Jeffrey, what are we looking at?
No. And this weekend, since nothing of value really screened for critics, I want to quickly go down my list of best films of last year. But
in no particular order,
Bohemian Rhapsody, A Star is Born, Adrift, the moral of which is don't sail a small yacht across the Pacific. Also Vice, The Girl in the Spider's Web, on the basis of sex about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's first case in front of the Supreme Court, Crazy Rich Asians, which everybody should see, Black Klansman, Spike Lee's movie, A Simple Favor, a very witty comedy drama, and A Private War, and Bad Times at El Royale with Jeff Bridges, a terrific, biting, edgy comedy drama about a strange motel where bodies turn up, and my favorite film of the year, The Green Book. So it wasn't a great year for movies, but these are all going to be content. And I hear that Kevin Hart may host the Oscars after all. Why did you turn it down?
I know. It's so true. Listen, everybody's so politically correct. I'm so tired of it. You can't say anything. I can't say anything. Everybody gets offended.
You can't be homophobic and expect it to be a career booster.
Was it that bad? I didn't see what he tweeted.
I did. And how about Louis C.K., huh? He making jokes and insulting the kids who survived that horrible shooting in Florida. What was he thinking?
I don't know, and he got in trouble again, but I'm one of those guys from the 70s. I came up in the late 70s when anything went. I remember watching Pryor come into the improvisation, Jeffrey.
Yeah, but not about dead kids. Not about kids Andrew Dice Clay wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I cannot disagree with you, Jeffrey Lyons. You're absolutely right. Hey, Jeffrey Lyons, we always appreciate you being with us. Happy New Year to you, my friend, and we'll stay tuned. And, even though Babe Ruth came to the Yankees, the Red Sox, you came back in a big way.
Hey, I got the two videos of the nine DVDs of the World Series of this year, and I started watching them last night, and it just made me... By the way, I have one last question for you. Are you from Jersey?
Yeah, what exit, baby? Thanks, Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeffrey. Right. Take care. All the very best. 835. Mike Gallagher is going to join us as well. 877-970-2999. Al Gattulo, live and local, has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The crime rate continues to decline in New York City, setting new records over 2018 with under 300 murders for the second straight year. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill discussed the continuing success of the community policing initiative, which encourages interaction between residents and cops. Mayor de Blasio congratulated the department for its achievements, noting the crime rate fell 1.3% this past year to numbers not seen since the 1950s. He also pointed out that no officer was lost in the line of duty in 2018, and that murders are down an amazing 87% since the city's high watermark in terms of crime back in 1990. A Union County teacher is permanently losing his job after admitting to threatening to shoot someone at work. Prosecutors announced yesterday that Kenilworth man Matthew Acosta has pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct in connection to a comment that he made back in November. Acosta says he told another staffer at the Orange Avenue School in Cranford he considered committing an act of gun violence against the school, but then said he wasn't being serious. Nonetheless, Acosta has been banned from ever holding any teaching job in the state and from ever visiting any Cranford Public School District property again. In sports, five former Jets are among 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ty Law, Kevin Mawai, Alan Faneca, Ed Reed, and Steve Atwater all under consideration. Faneca, Reed, and Atwater spent just one season in New York. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Sunny and 35 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Accident still being cleared on the FDR northbound near Houston Street. Crash in Queens on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Merrick Boulevard. Hudson River Crossing's not too bad into and out of the city, 5 to 10 minutes apiece. Alternate side in effect. Problem way down there on the parkway in Toms River northbound near 83 by the Toms River Toll Plaza. One of the Easy Pass express lanes blocked with a debris spill. Good to go on the New York State Thruway to and across the Tappan Zee. Some scattered icing throughout the Hudson Valley. Watch out for that. And an accident on the LIE westbound near Bagatelle Road. That is off onto the left shoulder. Checking your forecast. We'll be optimistic and call it partly sunny today with a high of 47. Rain moves in later tonight down to 43 in the city. Rainy Saturday with a high of 45 degrees. Sunday partly sunny and 45. Monday cloudy and only 35. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The Answer.
Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store's loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Every year, a few stocks dominate all the others. I'm not talking about stocks that go up 50% or even 100%. In the last 10 years, the average stock of the year went up 2,265%. Identifying these massive winners can have a more dramatic effect on your portfolio than almost anything else you can do. That's why we're inviting you to our Emergency Summit, the 2019 Trade of the Year. It's free to attend. And one of the top stock pickers in the world, Dr. Mark Skousen, will be announcing his number one play for 2019. And he'll tell you about the 3x your money performance guarantee. Join us at 2 p.m. Eastern on January 10th for this amazing opportunity. Log on now at the 2019tradeoftheyear.com to sign up for the free Emergency Summit. You must sign up now at the 2019tradeoftheyear.com. Once again, receive the number one pick of the year by registering for our free summit at the 2019tradeoftheyear.com.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros can find the tools they need at the prices they want. Save big on select pneumatics and power tool accessories like the Hitachi 15-gauge finishing nailer, now only $129. And pick up a DeWalt 27-pack screwdriver bit set for only $9.98. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by the Pro Desk or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1-6-2019 while supplies last, U.S. only.
At Anytime Fitness, we know that healthy doesn't happen on its own.
But together, we can make healthy happen.
With the right help.
In the right ways.
With an ally who listens.
With coaching and team workouts.
To get you to your healthier place.
Anytime Fitness. Let's make healthy happen.
January 1st through 11th, join for $1 and get a free jumpstart training package with a coach valued at $100. Visit MyHealthyHappens.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from thesmartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Job report is out. Yes, I came out. U.S. job growth surges to 312,000 in December, Frankie Five Boroughs, topping the 180,000 that economists were expecting. So that's unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9%. But all in all, not so bad, especially with all that we're going through, Frankie.
Yeah, absolutely. Very strong. People should understand that the higher unemployment rate is a result of more people looking for work. And still, 3.9% is very low. So, you know, they added for the year of 2018, 2.6 million jobs. And so that is pretty significant. So I think, you know, even with the stock market volatility that you and Steve Moore we're talking about, the economy overall is still in a pretty good position.
It's hard for me when you read these stats and you look and you see the negativity, and everything is based on negativity out of Washington and out of the press, right? So I'm looking around. I'm out there shopping. Frankie, you couldn't move. And then I see all the people in Manhattan and in New York going in. When I took Charlie there, we went to the tree, and then shopping in stores jam-packed. So you got to see that the economy doing okay.
Yeah.
And,
well, better than okay, though. So more workers – employers added more workers than they have in the last 10 months. Wage gains, which were very sluggish, during most of the Obama recovery, accelerated. And then more people looking for work. So this is all very positive.
Yeah. I'm trying to follow on Twitter. We appreciate that very much. Now, some of the negative stuff we just put aside. I don't want to go. I want to always like to try to stay as positive as I possibly can. So, and if I want to go to negative, I go to Al Gattullo.
Exactly.
You know, that's a very poor mischaracterization of me. I am not always negative. I am positive.
Where's that Marine?
I'm a positive person.
Yeah, well, not.
Yeah, well, you don't buy it. This guy's super positive.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Better watch out. This lawsuit from this Katie Brennan doesn't affect his administration. This is a big, big boo-boo on Governor Murphy.
You know, we'll break in a second because we want to go to Mike Gallagher. But I have to tell you, since you've been railing on the governor, they've come after me. And I'm I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to tell you about it. Oh, let me tell you something.
I'll let them come after me. I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, I know. But no, they're going to go after old Joe. They go, and I'm going to tell you about it. I want to talk about it now because I want to settle everything. After we settle everything, I'll tell you about it because I got to be careful. But I'm telling you, the power of the politics, they go, it's a horrible situation. It's like, the fact that they got the power to do everything from the state capitals, and they do, and Washington, D.C.
But this issue with this woman that she's preparing to file a lawsuit against New Jersey. This is a big black eye on Governor Murphy. She contacted people throughout his administration while she was working for him on his campaign. Everyone ignored it. They had a criminal investigation that apparently was swept under the rug. Yeah. Yeah. And then it took, you know, she went to him directly. He said, oh, I'm on it. But the guy was hired for a position. He was still on the job. It took the Wall Street Journal for her to go to the Wall Street Journal for the governor to know about this. That is wrong. And you know what? Honestly, how can they make it up to this woman? How can they say, look, we screwed up, we're sorry? You can't at this point now. So she's going to sue the state. The state's going to end up having to pay her money. And who's going to have to pay for it? We, the taxpayers, because of an indifference from the governor when he should have immediately, this should have been taken care of right away.
Al, your point is well taken, and we feel for the scouts. Absolutely. It's not going to get any traction because it's not a Republican. It's not a conservative. I swear to goodness, the Star Ledger won't even, they'll hit it, and then they'll quit it. I'm telling you. And also, Bernie Sanders, Frankie Fibers. Yep. I know we got a break, but look at Bernie, what he's going through. Apparently, there was some sexual harassment during the Sanders campaign. This is going to haunt him if indeed he tries to run for president.
Yeah, I mean, I think sexual harassment is really a harsh characterization. They're saying that some of the women that worked on his campaign were paid less and treated worse. I have no doubt that you could write that story about every single candidate that ran for president in 2016, Republican and Democrat. Yeah, the fact that the New York Times and others are choosing to focus on Bernie Sanders' campaign with that charge tells me how threatened the Democratic establishment is by the fact that Bernie Sanders, other than Joe Biden, is the leading Democrat for president right now.
But real quick, it's an even bigger issue everywhere else. Look at CBS. They get rid of Les Moonves. There's all these allegations against him. And granted, I understand a lot of it happened way before he became an employee of CBS. But CBS makes this big, bold statement about how we're gonna investigate everything, 60 Minutes, Charlie Rose. We're going to have all these answers. It's over 2 years now, and they still the employees of CBS News still don't have answers. My biggest issue is don't go out there and put this bold statement about how you're going to investigate things and then sweep it under the rug. People are not going to stand for that anymore.
All right. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Frank. Piscopo in the Morning, 8:46. Mike Gallagher coming up momentarily. Susie Cerrone diligently on the roads looking out for you on AM 970. The Answer, it's Friday. Oy, I don't want to think about it. How are we doing, Susie?
Yeah, no, you know what? It's actually pretty good today, Joe. Finally, that accident cleared off the FDR North, but at Houston Street, there's an accident in Queens blocking a lane on the Van Wyck northbound near Atlantic Avenue. Look at this, 8:47. Hudson River Crossing's 5 to 10 minutes tops. Into and out of the city where alternate side is in effect. Some better news in Jersey. Accident quickly cleared of 46 westbound in Mount Olive, 22 eastbound at Vauxhall Road. That accident quickly cleared as well. Minor accident on the Parkway northbound near 143 in Maplewood. Crash on 80 westbound near exit 48. Totally clear on the New York State Thruway as you travel between Westchester and Rockland. Accident in Valhalla right in front of WCC. That's on 100C, so some delays there. And the LIE westbound is slow from the northern state right out towards the Queens Line. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder says, new year, same old Democrats.
40 more
Democrats, many of them absolutely despise Donald Trump. Once you start calling somebody a Nazi and a racist and a fascist and saying that their policies are similar to those of Hitler, how do you compromise? Once you call the wall that the president campaigned for and on racist, how do you compromise?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Kevin Norman, director of public housing for Teamsters Local 237, about NYCHA. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway. We've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Hey, it's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's going to jump on. He's flying into the studio as we speak. Frank is here and Alice here. And Mike's going to settle in. And then Mike comes on at 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. And your phone calls are always welcome at 877-970-2999. Mike, how you doing, my friend? Is he rustling in?
Good morning, Mr. Piscopo. Sure. Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm sorry. They drag you in, man.
Well, no, I'm down the hall, and I hear him saying, hello, Mike. And it just does that to...
Hello, is this on? You with the people, the producer, and then Pavlina, and then the whole thing, and your picture, and then you close the glass that you used. I used to watch you, which I think irritated you, because I would look at it and say, oh, look at Mike, the great Mike Gallagher broadcasting.
There is a Fox News personality who I will not mention and that individual would visit radio affiliates and told the staff, no one can make eye contact with me and nobody can talk to me. And that's a fact. And instructed the stations, the affiliates, to put up tape, put up paper. They had to tape the glass windows so that nobody could look in.
Well, Joe has that issue, too.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't like people who, on the side of him, if they're in the side view of him.
Like in your peripheral vision.
Yes, he gets very agitated.
What, Mike? Help me out as a broadcaster, though, because the people will come in, and then they'll come in and they'll bring, like, gifts of breakfast or things that we don't
order. Oh, what a burden you have.
Listen. They'll come in, they'll bring coffee. Then they'll go right in your eyesight and dance and talk loud. You know, through the glass. That's irritating to me.
Well, it's not irritating. You know what's hard for me is it's distracting. Listen, I'm not the brightest bulb in the box, so I got to concentrate. When I'm doing a radio show, I'm on air, and when people are out in the hall and they're looking in, it's hard for me to stay on focus. Now,
Mike Gallagher, wow.
It's like McGilla Gorilla. Like, how much would that, you know?
Well, and on a remote, which we often have to do, you know, you're sitting at the desk on air, And a lot of times,
hi!
Mike,
are
when they come
the
and start talking, can I tell you a little bit about the show you did 3 years ago? You know, you hung up on me. And I'm like, well, and here we are on the air. Because a lot of people don't know it because they don't, sometimes those are most don't have speakers. So in fairness to the listener, they don't know we're on. And you're sitting, and
right, 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 you have, right, right, right,
you have
right,
headphones right, and a microphone,
and you're talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
Like, is that not
I
an
know.
Indication?
Well, but I might be listening to a caller, and then that's usually when they come up. And believe me, all the years I've been doing this, when they tell me go do a remote, it's like, please, can I go have a double? Can I have double hernia surgery without any anesthesia? Please, it's just the hardest thing for me because you're going to sit in a room. The Minneapolis affiliate always wanted me to go up and do the state fair. Now, Minneapolis is a very liberal community.
Yeah.
You know, they have a conservative station. Salem owns a station there, 1280. Yeah. They call it the Patriot. Now, it's like an oasis.
Been there.
Know the station.
Yep.
Well, they get this booth at the state fair. Well, now, you got half the hippies and the throwbacks to the Jerry Garcia days walking around giving you the middle finger and yelling at you in the booth. And I'm like, I'm trying to do the radio show. I said, what can I pay them not to go to the state fair? What can I write them a check? Can I sing to them? What can I do now? Because it's hard, Joe. I mean, it's a tough thing. I mean, people have been staring at you and watching you for years and years.
No,
and those of us in radio, I mean, again, I gotta kind of stay focused. I'm focused today. I know you've been talking a little bit about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the college video, which frankly, I hate to say it, adorable. Yeah. And if you're going after her for that, you're going after her for the wrong reasons. You know, I mean, why do people want to make her look good? I mean, you know, one word you got to remember, folks, socialism. It's all you got to worry about. Socialism, policies, far left. It's going to be tough for America to have these Democrats in control. Don't go after her for a video
she shot when she was
a college kid.
I
dancing.
Know it just hurts you. But you know what is disconcerting? You talk about Minnesota, who we love, all the great work that Mike Lindell, our buddy, does over there. Didn't Keith Ellison? He got elected over there, didn't he?
Well, let's talk about the lady yesterday took the oath of office on a Quran. Now the Quran, according to all the presidents we've had, is Islam, a religion of peace and submission to God and community. Nothing screams submission to God like a newly elected congresswoman saying, now let's go impeach the mother blanker.
She's talking
about teaching her kids.
That's how you know.
About
I know
bullying.
The same sentence,
and there's,
man.
I mean, and then there's Nancy Pelosi's daughter on CNN this week. And they said, well, what do you want to tell us about your mom? And, you know, I thought, oh, good. We're going to hear a nice bedtime story. She fed me, you know, warm milk and cookies at night. She sang us lullabies. What was the daughter's takeaway? She'll cut off your head and you won't even know you're bleeding. My gosh. I mean, this is how they roll, Joe. This is how the Democrats play ball. And Trump knows it better than anybody. And he's willing to play ball back with them. I hope he stands firm on this wall. I hope he does not waver on this border issue and continues to listen. Sorry that there's trash piling up and there's people out of work, but he's got to get this done, Joe. And the American people are enough of us are behind him that I think he's going to win this battle. Really
I'm going to come over to the studio and stare at you while you work.
Bang on the window a little bit. Bang on the window and like move your lips and try to tell me something while I'm yelling at a caller.
We love you, Mike.
Love you too. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher, right there. 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Lumber. Is Joe Lumber? Do we have Joe with us? Hiya, Joey. How you doing, my friend?
I'm listening in intently.
He's so funny because you walk down the hall and then there's a glass, and I'm a radio geek. Joey, I'm a geek, you know, like with a radio. I'm a geek anyway. So I watch Mike Gallagher, he's got millions of listeners around the country every day, you know, and I'm watching him, but apparently it was too irritating because one day I walked by and he like have this big, you know, shade went over the glass that we used to be able to see. I think we were all bothering him. Hey, look, it's Mike on the air. Wow, man, isn't that cool? You know,
come down one day and I just join you as you stare.
You know, you are so welcome. We'd love to have you in the studio. I know you came down.
We got to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely, Joey. Weather-wise, it's going to be cool, but not so bad this weekend. You're saying, huh?
Not so bad this weekend. Now we're going to have to deal with some rain. That's going to move in after midnight tonight and last into the day tomorrow. But temperature tomorrow in the 40s, kind of a breezy day. And then Sunday, it's partly sunny, windy, mid to upper 40s, but at least it's dry on Sunday.
All right, Joe Lundberg, we appreciate it. What are you going out? You going to bike today?
No, not today. Right, you did not 50 today miles? Or tomorrow. Maybe Sunday.
Whoa,
maybe.
Look
maybe.
At you. So you pace yourself, Joe, when you work out like that.
At this time of year, I have no choice. My schedule just doesn't permit me to do what I want when I want. I just take the windows of opportunity when they present themselves. Yesterday, they did. Today, no way.
All right, Joey, we appreciate it, Joe. Have a great weekend if we don't chat with you, Joey. Joe Lundberg right there. It's so funny because I always pace myself when I'm working out, too. At my age, I know you. You ask, and I got to come up with a whole workout plan. You have to step back, and you have to let your body recoup. And I don't, because to Joe's point, you got to. If I'm doing a show, I know I can work around the show. But if it was up to me, I'd work out every day, and that is not a good thing. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. If you want to call, we will have time in the 9 o'clock hour to call. It's Friday. You made it to Friday. Yay! It's a weekend already. Look at this. Vito Fisella will join us next hour. Mary Papayo as well will be going. We'll be talking about the NFL playoffs, if you care. If not, give us a call, 877-970-2999.
Radio Piscopo live on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A GoFundMe account raising money for a border wall approaching $19 million. More than 300,000 people have contributed to the account. In the just over 2 weeks since it's been open, the page was started by a disabled veteran, has a goal of raising $1 billion. Brian Colfage is a Purple Heart recipient after having three limbs amputated after suffering injuries in Iraq.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.